Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post for today, Thursday, the 9th of January of the year 2020. Some celebrations for today include Play God Day, Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, as well as Balloon Ascension Day and Static Electricity Day. So please enjoy one or both of those pairs of inherently opposed celebrations. Appreciating your local police force while building a Frankenstein's monster in your basement from illegally sourced body parts, as well as launching a hot air balloon that you've rubbed up against an oversized piece of carpet, watching everyone's hair go up as it rises majestically into the lower stratosphere. Today's guest, our fashionista and Hollywood insider, as well as 5 times married glamorous winner of the year, Tiff Stevenson. You are here.
Hello.
How have you been doing, Tiff? Where are you? You're in New York now.
I'm in New York, yeah. I'm in New York where it's snowing. It's really hot. It's snowing. The weather here is menopausal. It's hot flashes followed by icy brick in the face. It doesn't know what's going on.
I mean, that is the thing they say about New York. So good they named it twice and gave it 2 temperatures. Coming up today, we'll be talking the biggest story in cold sport, the launch of the 2020 World Youth Winter Olympics, and doing a youth section. But first, some headlines. In the news today, in August last year, the Snapchat parenting company announced Spectacles 3, the latest version of its video recording sunglasses, with new 3D effects and an eye-popping price tag. After the market failure of the device, other Silicon Valley app makers are coming out with similar products in a bid to throw good money after bad instead of spending it on the homelessness crisis. Instagram is coming out with a new selfie frenemy robot, which will follow you around and make passive-aggressive comments like when your photos make you look fat. Tinder is coming out with a Wi-Fi-enabled condom, which will tell you how your bedroom skills compare on a number of cross-referenced metrics with both the dating pool as a whole and all your current partner's previous lovers. And Amazon Prime is coming out with a new service that sends you things before you've even asked for them. It's called Amazon Prime, short for premonition. I'm looking forward to that. And it's time for your ad section. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. As a new romance novel out by classic loin quiverer and self-published romance maven Dancy Lagarde. This supernatural thriller is a classic werewolf meets vampire meets BDSM story where McKinley, the Highlander cum-cum vampire, meets his match in Sacchino, half-bred werewolf and count of the ancient Roman werewolf court. After escaping years of torture from the vampire horde, Mac McKinley is in no mood to fall in love until he does. Accompanied by his sidekick and adopted sister Sandra, a small ethereal half-Valkyrie, half-werewolf, he is captured once more by the Count Sacchino, who somehow begins to soothe the fury that is raging within him. Yet when an ancient evil from their past resurfaces, will their desire deepen into a love that can bring a proud warrior to his knees? Out now from all online stockists and rubbish bins.
Oh, I'm getting that. I'm getting that book.
And there is a horse for sale in the Lonely Hearts Horse section. Tigger is the perfect pony for a child moving off leading rein or starting to ride who also has arms of steel and is able to take a fall. He is educated, quiet, and will take your child through pony club or the show ring, only occasionally leaping over fences and escaping to join the wild bush ponies. Tigger has no vices apart from the occasional cocaine binge, is safe and perfect to catch, shoo, and floats if you throw him in a river. Looking for a new little human to love him and forgive him when he's coming up from a bender or carrying them off into the wilderness for an unspecified period of time.
I'm just into the romance novels, Alice. I'm into it. I mean, just goes to show all it takes is the love of a good woman to soothe a man.
Or the love of a cum vampire.
A cum vampire.
We've also got a missed connection section in the classifieds. Me, a besuited businessman on the central line. You, a soul-hungry ghost in the form of a frumpy Victorian dowager. We met in a graveyard at Halloween last year, and I screamed and ran, regretting not asking for your number or your father's details. Haunt me again anytime, immaterial hot stuff.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And that is your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Which brings us to our top story for today. Youth. Tiff, you are our youth correspondent there in the youngest city in the world, New York. What's going on with the youth today?
Well, I have a future generation special, and I want to talk about everyone's favourite five-year-old activist, Max Jacobs. Better known to his followers as Lil Litigious. Originally, he made the news a couple of years ago for cancelling his own father. I don't know if you remember this story, Alice, but he's back in the news with a court case against his mother. Now, this is really interesting. He's retroactively suing her over breast milk.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen this before, haven't we? We've seen cases about breast milk before. You may remember the 10-year-old from Wisconsin who successfully sued his mother for stopping his nip-nip-sip-sip at 9 years old.
Oh, no.
Well, this one is altogether a different matter, a matter of taste, in fact, because Lil Litigious posits that his mother's moisturiser was actually contaminating the breast milk that he had as a baby.
Oh, dear. And which court is he taking this to?
Oh, it's the High Court.
Wow.
The High Supreme Court. And so the mother's defence team, they're putting together a defence, but they're questioning whether Lil Litigious even had the capacity or comprehension to remember being breastfed, bearing in mind that Mrs. Jacobs ceased breastfeeding at 18 months old. Her lawyer said, "This is ridiculous. These events took place over 3.5 years ago. Max is a five-year-old. Just this week, when asked what his favourite colour was, he answered jam repeatedly, then smashed his head on the occasional table."
I mean, this is the problem with giving children Instagram platform so that they can become influencers and get disposable incomes. They're going to just sue their parents at the drop of a hat or the drop of a dummy or the drop of a nappy.
Or the drop of a nappy, yes. And Lil Litigious,
and
you know,
long before the drop of a testicle, let me say.
Long before the drop of the testicles. Lil Litigious gave testimony via video link in which he said, "I don't like it. It did taste like Nivea and I want to watch Lightning McQueen." And I got to be honest with you, Alice, the public is on Max's side here, and so am I. I mean, what kind of bitch moisturises when she's also breastfeeding? when will women learn, you know?
We need to completely sublimate themselves to the needs of the people around them.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I mean, maybe we need to start doing blind taste tests, you know? Because I think maybe at this point, Aveeno probably does taste like Jennifer Aniston. But you know, what would you do in this situation if you were the mother, Alice?
I don't think we can legally recommend a good smack anymore, but certainly a naughty corner, I would suggest.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think no TV for 6 months?
No TV for 6 months, and in line with the new enlightened parenting, you don't blame the child for being angry, but you blame them for the behaviour of suing their parents.
Yes, yeah, fair play.
There's just time for one more quick story today, and it is the Youth Winter Olympics section. Tiny skaters, mini skiers, and Lolita-style lugeing. The Youth Winter Olympics launches today, and we have some hot prospects in the cold climate. Tiff, you're our Nippy Nippers sports correspondent. What is going on in the winter wonderland of competitively cold-adapted children? What are the trends that you see happening in this Olympics to come?
Kids have sort of got hardened to the environment, you know. We're living in climate change time, so they're having to learn new skills, really. You know, they're having to learn to go to school in just swimwear and walk to the shops in Arctic conditions. It's inspiring, really, to see these kids get out there and give it their all.
It's important to note that this Youth Winter Olympics is not without controversy, of course, because there are some protests taking place from children who suggest that there is no point running a Youth Winter Olympics by the time these children grow up. There will no longer be snow. I don't know what we're going to do about that, other than a sort of a Dubai-style indoor skiing situation. Do you think these children should be learning surfing, perhaps, rather than snowboarding?
I don't know. I mean, they say the polar ice caps are melting, but then they also say that we're going to enter into a new kind of ice age. So it's all very conflicting and confusing. And I'll tell you what all of it makes me think. Climate change isn't real, Alice. It's a myth, like Australia.
Which is on fire, which is proof
which
of
is
climate
on fire,
change,
but it's
which makes 100%. Sense of why the whole thing's a conspiracy theory.
It's a conspiracy theory. Australia doesn't exist. We all know it. So I just think climate change is not real. And I hope if you think that hard enough,
you'll be right.
Yeah. And the earth is flat, and I know who was on the grassy knoll.
Says the woman who just flew from England to New York.
Yeah, in a flat line.
In a flat, straight line. I mean, you were sitting still the whole time. How could it have been a circle?
Exactly.
Thanks for listening to The Last Post today. You can listen again tomorrow. If you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions. The Last Post is a Something Else and Bugle podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Your guest today was Tiff Stevenson. Tiff, have you got anything to plug?
Oh, well, just come and find me on Twitter at Tiff Stevenson, and I'm doing some shows across the United States, so you can find details for it there or on Instagram.
I mean, you're being too modest. You've also just recently launched your wedding wear line, haven't you, of bridal wear for the bride doesn't care.
Yeah, bridal wear for the bride who doesn't care. We've just got, some can't-be-arsed tracksuits. So quite excited. Can't be asked tracksuits. A range of garters, yeah, you know, but we've done them as sweatbands, but you can still put them around your thigh. Go check it out on can'tbeaskedbride.com.
That's it. And hit up Tiff at Tiff Stevenson on Twitter. I'm Alice Fraser. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.